Brzezinski, how long until we are no longer shocked and appalled by Trump? So discouraging. By Trent Baker on July 17, 2020. Friday, MSNBC Morning Joe co-host Mika Brzezinski delivered a rant against President Donald Trump and his behavior as Commander-in-Chief. Brzezinski asked how many times does it take until Americans are no longer shocked and appalled by something Trump says. She also predicted Trump would refuse to leave and will try to hold on somehow. How many lessons do we have to learn about Donald Trump? How many times do we have to be shocked? How many times do we have to be appalled? How many times do we have to be humiliated as Americans around the world to see that he will do anything? Doesn't care about the law, doesn't care about norms, doesn't care ability traditions, and he doesn't care about people. And he will do whatever it takes to somehow make his mark and to make it seem that he has been in some way discriminated against. That he is the victim, that perhaps the election was illegitimate or the votes weren't counted right. Brzezinski questioned openly. He won't leave. I've got a bet on this. He will try to hold on somehow, and he will surprise us. I cannot tell you what he'll do, but I will say putting the mic down and walking away is just not in his wheelhouse. It's not. She added, so, you would think it can't get worse, the soundbite we just showed you. But also in those White House remarks, this campaign event that he held at the White House, President Trump compared the National Guard response to Minneapolis protesters as a, quote, knife cutting through butter. Morning Joe then aired a clip of Trump saying at a rally that the National Guard cut through a group of Minneapolis protesters like a knife cutting through butter. Brzezinski responded to the clip, saying, it's so discouraging. You know, it's not even the first time he did it. He made similar comments in June, calling it a, quote, beautiful scene. This man is, he's got no limits. Follow Trent Baker on Twitter at Magnify, Trent.